Stories Podcast.
Christmas is almost here. Hanukkah is right around the corner. And who really gives a shit about Kwanzaa? It's time for weekly challenge number 139, that special time in the 100 Word Stories podcast where you get your chance to fight like cats and dogs trying to come up with a story idea. This week the topic was Oh the Horror, not Oh Tannenbaum, Oh the Horror. And quite a few people had some fun with this one. I also asked, where do you listen to this podcast? How do you listen to it? And if you don't vote, why don't you vote? Why don't you let everyone else know? Which one rose the top and shone, glimmered the brightest? We look back at the voting to see who goes first this week, and that's Caleb Bullen, and also Anima, and Brad, and Planet Z, and what's going on here? There was a five-way tie. So what I'm going to do is just pull names out of the head, and just let's let Caleb go first, because he has some commentary on how he listens to this. And it gives me a little bit of insight as to where people come up with their ideas, too. So here's Caleb with the Black Tie Martini Club. And you can find the links and the text for these stories in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. So congratulations to the winners. And here is Caleb with the first story for Oh the Horror.
Hi, kids. It's your old pal Caleb here from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com. Wishing you and yours a happy whatever the hell you celebrate. And now, here's a very special holiday story just for you. Mrs. Claus had had just about enough of Santa's priceless collection of Victorian erotica. She didn't mind him spicing things up a bit now and then. After 200 years of marriage, who wouldn't? His not having time for her from October through most of January left her ready to submit to almost any perversion. Sure, she could dabble with the occasional elf or two, but it wasn't the same as having that big belly slapping her ass like a bowl full of jelly. So when she caught him reading the story of O, she shredded it. Oh! The Horror! Hi, it's me again. Duh. Just a little note, I'm one of the people that often forgets to vote for the weekly challenge. I'm sorry about that. The reason is because I don't listen in front of my computer. What I like to do on a Saturday morning, or if the show goes up late, a Saturday afternoon, or sometimes a Sunday morning or a Sunday afternoon, is I like to listen as I'm going out to go buy groceries and run errands for the week. So, you know, I get my little MP3 player and I put a bunch of podcasts in there, but the first one I like to listen to as I'm starting out my trip is the weekly challenge, because I get to start out my errands that I have to run anyway, whether I like them or not, with all of you, and I like to listen to your stories, and it's sort of quaint, it's sort of homey, it's kind of like gathering around by the campfire as you prepare to, you know, go to do your stuff. And because of that, it's often hours later that I'm getting back home, and I've usually listened to a few other things, and I've got some other stuff I have to do, and put the groceries away, and then I forget to vote, and that's why. And sorry, didn't want to waste too much of your time, but you did ask for who these people are that listen and don't vote, and I'm one of them, and I'm very sorry.
Thank you, Caleb. And now I've screwed up my Audacity control toolbar. Now it's undocked itself. All right, let's see. View, dock control bar. Boom! It's back. Ha ha! Ah, I've been using this stupid thing for what? 3.5 years? Let's find out how someone else sees this podcast. Let's move on to Norval Joe. And he's got himself a wang doodle of a response here. And a story, too, amazingly enough. Here we go.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge, number 129, Oh, the Horror. And I call it the class reunion. Lori checked her lipstick in the mirror of the hotel bathroom. Her 25th reunion was going to be a hit. She wasn't obese in high school, but she was chubby enough to make her color guard uniform stretch past the point of flattering. Oh, the horrors she faced in high school. A PhD in particle physics, a strict diet, and lots of exercise had transformed her into a svelte but extremely intelligent seductress. She walked into the banquet room to the astonished smiles of her former classmates. Her form-fitting silk dress was tucked neatly into the back of her pantyhose. Well, there you go. Now for the commentary on where I listen and how I get my inspiration. I actually listen to the podcast at work. I go in early Monday morning and download all the podcasts that have come to my iPod. Now, that's something bugs me about iPods. And maybe there's a simple way of doing this, but I haven't figured it out yet. But we have four different iPods in my household and one copy of iTunes on the computer. And for some reason, you know, I think of Apple and Macintosh as being simple and intuitive. And it would be intuitive to me to plug my iPod in and have it recognize my iPod and find my library of music and my podcasts and download them. But no, you have to make your own little playlists from everything else that's in iTunes. We got four people in my household with iPods. That's a pain in the neck. So instead, I have iTunes set up at work. So Monday morning, I go into work. It recognizes me and downloads everything onto my iPod. Actually, on Saturday mornings, as soon as it's posted, I like to read through each of the entries and then listen to them on Monday morning when before I actually vote, because I like to hear how it actually sounds. Because, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't understand a thing Guy David says. So if I've read it in advance, I can usually understand a little bit better. But that's where I listen. I listen at work. I'm an orthotist, so I see patients to make braces for them. But then I have a lot of downtime where I'm actually making stuff. And I can have my headphones on and work in a way and enjoy myself. How I get my inspiration? Come on, Lawrence. What choice do we have? Blow pops and water. There's a lot of inspiration there, right? Okay. I guess blow pops and water works for me because I like the absurd. I've always enjoyed the absurd. So that's how I get my inspiration. I hear what the theme is, and I try and think of something absurd. And that's why I liked Anima Zabletta's knitting one. I thought the knitting one was hilarious. That's the best one I've heard so far. At least I liked it a lot. But that's where I get my inspiration. Hear the challenge and try and think of something absurd. Now, I'm new to this, so I think this is only my 9th or 10th entry. But hopefully mine will get better. I'm really trying to win that refrigerator magnet. You know, I was sure that I had it figured out how to win one of these things. I mean, terminal illness. It seems like everyone votes for terminal illness, especially with children. And I thought, what could be cuter even than children would be animated mice? My Pinky and the Brain episode, I mean, that went over like a lead balloon. I thought it was good, but, you know, maybe no one else is old enough to have had children that watched Pinky and the Brain. Oh, well. Sorry, I got rambling there. Also, I just wanted to mention, someone had said that they did the NaNoWriMo thing. Well, I have just started into this creative thing again. You know, I'm 48 years old and hadn't written anything since like sixth grade. And I'm loving it. I'm having a good time. And I thought, what the heck, you know, with this NaNoWriMo thing, I was giving myself all the excuses why I couldn't do it. And on November 11th, I jumped in and hit it hard, doing 2,000 to 4,000 words a day, and actually won it. I was excited. But, you know, I didn't have any friends. I see other people have all these friends listed on their NaNoWriMo sites, and maybe they could encourage each other and get encouragement from each other. Well, you know, if you don't mind, if you did NaNoWriMo, could you go to the NaNoWriMo site and friend me so that next year when I try this again, I can have some friends to kind of interact with and share our sadnesses and our ecstasies and all that kind of stuff that they talk about. So I'm really original. Norval Joe, it's my same name on the NaNoWriMo. So if you do a search for Norval Joe, please be my friend. And Lawrence, thanks for having this site for us and this challenge. Like I say, this is a kick. It's got me started, and I'm really having a good time. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Thank you, Norval Joe. It's good to know. And if you know, when I eventually NaNoWriMo, one of these years. Yeah. Do I have the time to do anything anymore? Next up is Mike P. Now, he doesn't have the ability to record right now. So just take a flying guess who's going to wind up reading this one. That's me. So here we go.
I met Mr. Roosevelt in Cuba. He took me to New York and the White House as a friend and advisor, and then to Africa as a hunting companion. I was in Mombasa, but we heard the natives speaking of zombies. A shaman told us of an undiscovered island far to the east that was the home to these creatures. Maps were sketched out, and we sighted the place within 5 days. 3 days later, we returned from a fruitless excursion to find a lifeless crowd shambling the camp. Oh, I said. Mr. Roosevelt nodded, loading a shotgun. There's a horror.
Thank you, Mike. That's cool. You know, if you can't record it, I'll give it a shot, and who knows? Maybe someone will like my reading of that better than somebody else's. You do the writing. I'll do the reading. You do the dishes. I'll dry. Next up with, oh my God. This one's going to be sick. Okay. Here's Justin.
Space turtle. Oh, the horror. Justin Lemester here with today's 100-word story called The Horror of O. It all started when Elmo wound up in the hospital.
I was in an alley on my way to talk to Oscar in his new can when I was attacked by something round.
Next, the Cookie Monster was mugged outside his home.
It stole my cookies!
The crime rate was on the rise.
3 muggings, 4 muggings,
Police detectives soon found that these crimes happened on days brought by the letter O. Kermit had this comment.
The horror of it all was that O had always been so polite. We never would have suspected.
Oh, that's sick, man. That's sick. Oh, I needed that. You needed that. All of you needed that. In fact, anyone you see out there with a frown on their face, grab your iPod, stick your earbuds in their ears, and play that. It will cheer them up. Unless it's the attorneys for Sesame Street. Next up we have Jeff. He's having a minor, you know, problem with his voice. So I've been asked to step in for this one, too. So here we go.
Ice fishing? You brought me ice fishing? Yeah, well, you said you wanted to get away from it all. Yeah, but I meant I wanted a vacation. But, dear, this is a vacation. We're out in the wilderness, enjoying all that Mother Nature had to offer. If this is all she had to offer, I want my money back. Dear, that is the wonder of this vacation. It was nearly free. And in a bad economy, it's perfect. Great. I'm stuck out here with Charles Schwab. Why can't you do anything right for a change? Oh, the horror.
And there you go. Two midgets in love, having a fight. It's all in the laugh. You gotta laugh the evil laugh from the diaphragm. I'm sorry. I haven't listened to Dr. Horrible for a week. I need to do that. I'm gonna go do that while I get Synedra. That's right, Synedra Rivera. She has returned from the Great White North to provide you with this evening's entertainment.
Hi, I'm Synedra Rivera, or you might know me as Sen. This is my 100-word story for Weekly Challenge 139 with the topic of Oh, the Horror. I watched in horror as he handled the flesh of a dead animal as though it was an everyday occurrence, my eyes fixated on the bright red fluid dripping onto the table. My mind wanted to scream, but there were no words. My eyes followed yet another red drop as it fell, almost in slow motion, and splattered below him. Plop. The disgust must have shown on my face, because he paused and scowled at me. What's the matter with you? I can't believe you put ketchup on your hot dog, I said, and licked mustard off my bottom lip.
What is wrong with ketchup on a hot dog? What is wrong with ketchup on a hot dog? I don't see any problem with it. Ketchup, mustard, onions, relish, celery salt, pickles, and hot peppers. That's how you do it. Maybe, if you're crazy, a dusting of cheese. But no. Thank you, Synedra. And welcome back. I love how you say plop. Guess who's next? It's Anima Zabaleta. She hasn't given up yet. She's holding on. She has got a stranglehold on her muse, and she is squeezing the words out of it.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 139, with the prompt of Oh, the Horror. Merry Christmas, Happy Solstice, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa? What are we missing? There must be some other holiday we're missing. Happy all of that. This story is The Neighborhood Witch. What is wrong with people? Can't they take a hint? There are no trespassing signs. A Girl Scout hung in effigy. Satyr lawn ornaments dancing around a pentagram torched in the grass. What's it take to be left in peace? Oh, the horror. They are traipsing up my drive through the alley made of impaled real estate agents and vacuum cleaner salesmen. They've passed my menacing hellhound. Who are they? A pox on these door knockers, I say. Yes?
Ma'am, we've come to nominate your gingerbread house to the Historical Society.
Oh. Well then, my dearies, won't you please come in?
Yeah, all that shopping and caroling has driven people mad. Yeah. See, we do catalog shopping here. I mean, even better, I bought something off of spam. Well, actually, I asked for something off of spam. But before it became spam, you know those Snuggies that you see? Save on your heating bills. And then you wind up buying this freaking blanket. You know, wearing a robe backwards is really what it is. But the way they design these, you look like a freaking cultist. That's what I want. I want to go around work looking like a cultist.
Hello, my name is Brother Simon, and I am bringing you the word of the Lord, Saint Snuggie. He was martyred for being comfortable.
You see? It just takes the slightest thing to drive you over the edge. Speaking of which, looking over the edge, I see Brad Z.
Hey, you everybody, this is Brad Z, and this is my submission for a weekly challenge number 139, Oh the Horror. This is based on my real life, and yes, I'm actually recording this at work here in the cafeteria, so if you hear background noise, that's what it is. And the title for the story is called Ice Fog. Slowly, Mother Nature is spreading terror across the nation. State by state, the weather reporters track its progress. Unable to stop it, they speak of the horrors of the ice fog that is coming. City by city, it spreads closer. The local weather reporters warn of dangers to follow in the morning before I click the TV off and fall asleep. In the morning, the closing scroll across the bottom of the screen. Wiping sleep from my eyes, I look to see if today will be a snow day. Oh, the horror. Everyone gets to stay home but me.
Cool. People are recording these things anywhere. Pretty soon, you'll be able to record them in your sleep.
You'll put the little thing on your head. Okay, maybe it'll be like a rasher of bacon, and you put it on your head, and this Bluetooth bacon will download your ideas into your breakfast food.
Whatever. Thank you, Brad. Next up is Ashley, who is still a guy.
Hi, everybody. Ashley here. And the topic this week, Oh the Horror, number 139, could basically be the topic for me every week as I sit here and try to record this stuff. But my title is called Appreciation. Charles's life was great. He had a dream job. A marriage of 12 years to a content wife, 4 amazing children. There was even time for other women. Charles whistled as he added more lewdness to an already quite lewd email and hit send. An automated reply quickly popped up. He abruptly noticed the name of the reply and froze. It was his wife's work account. Somehow, he'd sent the email to the wrong address. As Charles sat in shock at his computer, a favorite phrase of his late mother's came to him. Son, if you play, you pay. Well, thanks everybody. And like last week, this is completely fiction. I have far too much love, fear, and respect for my wife to ever do anything like that. Have a great week.
I have respect and fear for your wife too, and I've never met her. She's that intimidating. Okay, never mind. Let's just get on with this. Thank you, Ashley. Let's get on with this. Here's Tom. I'm not going to say the F word ever again. I know. Pretty soon that MIDI thing is going to turn into footnote. You'll say, oh, shit, I just said it.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Some weekly challenge updates. We're up to 1,461 stories, an average of 10.6 per show. There's been 108 people who have tried it out. We're 42 stories in a row at double digits. Almo Schumann has swept into the top 20, tied with Eva Moon and Terrence of Never Was. And Jeffrey is just one behind her. Planet Z has the most losses and almost the most amount of wins. Emma Zibaleta continues her string of stories with 42 in a row, just 2 shy of passing Andrew up. For tonight's topic, Oh the Horror, my story is called The Earth the Day Stood Still, and with ample theft from Keats's The Second Coming. Spiritus Mundi, screamed Klaatu. Gort shrugged his shoulders. It is the gyre of this stony sleep we must dispel, railed Klaatu.
The falcon cannot hear the falconer.
Lacking all conviction, Gort moved his slow thighs. Wait, surely some revelation is at hand.
The works are full of passionate intensity.
About Klaatu, the tiny metal bugs chewed.
Things fall apart,
stated the robot, a gaze blank and pitiless as a sun.
Klaatu, the center cannot hold.
He grabbed Gort and whispered, Gort, Klaatu, Barada, Niktu. The beast knew its hour come around at last, slouched towards Bethlehem to settle a score.
How do you slouch towards Bethlehem? Do you have, like... Guy David, I have a question. Okay, so the road signs are probably in Arabic, obviously. But do they say, you know, Bethlehem, slouch ahead 2 miles now? I don't know. We'll find out from Guy David here. Thanks, Tom. And here comes Guy David and his story. I know some of you can't understand what he's saying. I understand everything.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 139. I'm Guy from Night Guy, found at nightguy.guydavid.com. The topic for today is Oh, the Horror. Enjoy! It was laundry day. Harry memorized the instructions ahead of time. He just knew he would be able to operate the washing machine with ease this time. Margaret watched him like a vulture. He shivered. One mistake and he is toast. He put the clothes in the machine, turned the knobs, pushed the button and watched as they started spinning. There was nothing to do but wait now. Later, when the cycle was finished, he took out the clothes under Margaret's watching eyes, intending to hang them on the laundry line, but... Oh, the horror! They all turned out green.
Thank you, Guy. I love laundry day. It's my favorite day of the year. Okay, one more to go. You know who that is. Even though he was one of the winners, he's still coming last. And that's Planet Z.
Oh, the horror. The studio's unhappy with my latest picture, so they want me to appear in a fundraiser for children's diseases. I asked which disease it was for. I'm a great fan of any disease or form of death, really. Can we raise money to give away guillotines for tots, or how about high-powered explosive candies? Guns. Kids love guns. They're very dangerous when put in the hands of a child. The studio was mortified. They're sending some singer in my place, Michael Jackson or something. They'll have a great time with him, I'm sure.
And there you have it. Today's the day we had the weekly challenge and I brought it to you. All of you have brought your best game, and this is the playground in which it happens. Oh, the horror. You can check out the text for the stories, vote for your favorites, links to all these people's other stuff when they're not constrained by the boundaries of 100 words. You can find that all in the show notes, and that's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Unless, of course, you're out shopping or doing your errands like Caleb is. Yeah, don't vote. Yeah, be all about the acorn and all the vote for Obama, vote for McCain, vote for this person, vote. But you wouldn't vote for Anima Zabaleta? Our democracy is failing, folks. I'm telling you. The text for the stories, all that crap. Read through it. Enjoy. The topics for next week is already up. 5-way tie. Yeah. I'm going to get the hell out of here. Until next week, thank you for listening. Thank you for submitting your stories. And I look forward to what you have in store for next week with 5 fucking topics. Enjoy your Christmas. Don't burn your houses down lighting a menorah. And if you're doing that Kwanzaa shit, what the... Will people explain what the fuck Kwanzaa is? It's made up bullshit. No, really. I don't give a flying fuck what you think it is. It's made up bullshit. You know? It's like, we're taking this back and we're taking all of everybody's ideas and we're mashing them all together in a blender. What the fuck? I mean, if you're taking everybody's ideas, where's Ashura? Where's slashing your head with, you know, knives and beating the shit out of yourself with chains, huh? Everything's fucked up, man. I'm going to make up a holiday. Screw it. You know, we have Festivus, we have all this... I'm making up a fucking holiday. Tune in next week for the next holiday. You'll hear all about it. Until then, keep it brief. Closing.